I'm actually really surprised that the guy on the phone to do a second date update today isn't getting a call back because he's a bad boy.
Oh.
That's right. If you missed the first part of today's second date update, Frank is on the phone and he wants to call a girl named Jenna. And on their first date, he got pulled over, got into a physical altercation with a cop, and then took them on a high-speed chase down the freeway, which eventually ended in the car rolling over 6 times before he was taken into custody.
But his story has gotten a lot better in the last couple minutes since the last time we talked to him.
Actually, he got pulled over after they went to the movies and then talked his way out of a ticket.
Yeah.
And then after he talked his way out of the ticket, when he got back in the car, she was very awkward and was hardly talking to him. Yeah. At the end of the night, when he dropped her off, he went in for a kiss. She said no. And then he asked if he could call her again. She said okay. And then he called her again and hasn't heard a thing. Frank?
Hey, guys.
It would have sounded cooler if you would have done all those things that I said you did, by the way.
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, I did something.
Hey, next time.
At least
time.
I did something. Yeah.
We live to date again. The next date you go on, high speed chase.
Yeah,
get some every time.
Punch the cop.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh, Frank.
All right, buddy, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good. You guys give out such good advice.
Really do.
I mean.
All right, man. I'm going to dial her phone number right now, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Jenna.
Hi, this is Jenna.
Hey, Jenna, what's going on?
Not much. May I ask who's calling?
Sure.
Are you going to answer her?
I don't know. I mean, you can ask.
Oh, you're waiting.
Would you like to know who it is?
Who's calling me? What's going on?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
Are you serious?
Yeah. How are you?
Fine. Why are you calling me?
I'm calling you because one of our listeners actually sent us an email about you. His name is Frank.
What?
Yeah. His name is Frank, and you guys recently went to a movie together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Frank told us that after your date, he's been trying to get a hold of you because he would like to see you again, and you haven't been responding to any of his phone calls or text messages or anything.
Oh, my gosh.
So Frank asked us if we could call you and find out why you don't want to see him again.
There's no way that this is real.
No, this is 100% real. It's a segment we do on our show called The Second Date Update. Frank wants to know why you're not answering the phone.
Oh, my gosh.
So are you laughing at the fact that a radio station is calling you or just the thought of Frank?
Just that he isn't taking me not calling him back and he's having you guys call me. That's very funny.
Well, I think he knows that you've blown him off. Now he just wants to know why, so he figured we could maybe find that out. Do you mind telling us a little bit about your date?
Well, you know, I mean, my date wasn't great, but I don't want to, like, talk behind his back, especially on the radio.
Yeah, but it's really not behind his back if you think about it. He's the one that asked us to make this phone call. It's not like we're doing it out of the blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, maybe don't tell him this exact version, but I just can't go out with a guy that I don't respect.
Whoa, that got respect? More serious than I expected it to. I thought you were going to say he's got a weird haircut or something.
Why don't you respect him?
I mean, I don't know how much he told you about the date.
Okay, he told us that he took you to a movie, and then there was an awkward moment when he got pulled over for, like, having a brake light out or something. And then he talked to the cop, got out of the ticket, and when he got back in the car, he said that you were very cold to him. And then you wouldn't kiss him when he dropped you off, and then he said that you haven't answered his phone calls. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
That's a lot, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You want me to tell you his theory on why he thinks you're not calling him back?
Sure.
Because I guess he's been, like, racking his brain for reasons, and he was thinking that maybe the cop that pulled you guys over was somebody that you used to date.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's so extreme.
So you're laughing at that. I'm guessing that's not the case. You didn't date that cop?
No, I did not.
Oh,
He just can't figure it out because, according to him, everything was great until he got pulled over, and then after that, you were weird.
Well, he thinks I didn't see what he did, but I saw it.
What did he do?
What?
So we get pulled over. he immediately gets out of the car. I'm like, what are you doing? Stay in the car. The cop's freaking out. He's telling him to get back in the car.
Really?
Yeah. And then he starts like crying to the cop to get out of it.
Like tears?
Yes, he's like blubbering. He's like, please, officer, I'm on a date and I have all these other tickets and I just really need a break today. It was insane.
I'm picturing a huge scene, like the cop with his gun drawn and him sobbing.
No, I mean, it wasn't that dramatic, but they just like went to the back of the car and, you know, apparently thought I couldn't hear anything, but I heard everything.
So was he, I mean, maybe he was legitimately crying. Some people get really scared and nervous when they get pulled over.
No, because then he gets back in the car and he's all bragging to me like, well, I really, you know, smoothed my way through that, really talked my way out of that one. How impressive is this?
So you know? He was telling you that when he didn't think that you heard he was crying?
Yeah.
Was he still in tears when he got in the car?
No, I mean, he, like, you know, wiped away his eyes, but he was totally, you know, all, like, smooth soccer, like, look what I just did.
What? Why didn't
you?
Why didn't you just call him out on it?
I don't know why I didn't in the moment, but in my mind the whole time I'm thinking, did you just really cry to get out of the ticket?
The cop was even like, this is awkward. Yeah. I got to get out of here.
It worked. He didn't get a ticket.
Yeah.
I think it's a great move.
Well, yeah, he didn't get a ticket, but he also didn't get a chance to go out with me again.
Well, thank you for telling us your story, Jenna. I do also want to tell you, I hope that he's not crying right now, but Frank is actually on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah. Frank?
Yeah.
Wow, Frank.
Oh, my God.
Is what Jenna says true?
You thought I was crying. I mean, are you a moron? Like, it was fake. I just cried to get out of the ticket. It's called acting. You know what I mean?
Did you just call me a moron? I just told him what happened.
Yeah, I did.
Are you... Okay, well, now not only are you sad and pathetic, but you're also rude.
Well, what was I supposed to do? You were like, you know, we get pulled over for, like, nothing. You're doing nothing to help. You're, like, freaking out like it's, like, an earthquake or something.
Whoa.
And, you know,
what kind of man are you? You can't even handle getting a ticket. You just speak to the officer. You explain the situation. It's not that hard to do.
Yeah, well, you know, you could have, like, gotten out or done something like, hey, you know, let's show them some cleavage, you know. And
what? Are you kidding me? Frank!
Yeah, that is the least you could have done, you know, like, just show them boobs. Then I wouldn't have had to, like, get out of it.
So you're blaming her for you getting out of the car and crying to the cop to try to get out of a ticket.
And you're suggesting that I flashed this cop? Are you kidding me?
All she was doing was just panicking the whole time. She was just freaking out the whole time. And she was like, my God.
I wasn't freaking out. I was just sitting there like anyone would do when they get a ticket. You were the one who was totally freaking out.
I was the one who handled it.
Handled like, it like you a know, 16-year-old like, girl.
You know what? I was proud of myself, and you should be proud that someone handled the situation.
I didn't know what to do. You're sitting there wailing to this poor cop about how you've got all these other tickets and you're on a date, and how can I possibly respect you when you get back in the car?
Jenna, you're obviously not used to going out with a real man.
Frank, are you just really embarrassed? Is that why you're being so aggressive?
No. Jenna said I was crying. I was not crying. I was fake crying. Okay? There's like a major difference.
Oh.
Hey, Jenna, I would love to ask if you guys would like to go on a second date. Jenna, would you like to go out with Frank again? We'll pay for it.
No.
Oh, what are you talking about, Jenna? What good are you if you can't use your boobs properly?
You know what? I thought you were cool. You know, like, we laughed about the Ghostbusters and, like, laughed our tails off, and you're just like, you know, have no respect for someone taking care of a situation and handling it like a real man does fake cry.
Yeah. I've obviously been saying that for years.
Right.
A real man will fake cry to get his way out of things. Like, anytime anybody's been aggressive with me, wanted to fight in a bar or something like that, I cry and I run out. And that's what real men do.
You want to handle this like real men?
So that's a no, Jenna. No second date with Frank?
No, and good luck to him finding someone who will.
Oh.
Sorry, Frank.
you know, Jenna, that's fine. I don't care, because if I had to do it again, I would fake cry to another cop if I ever have to do.
All right, well, it wasn't a successful second date for you, Frank, but you did help us learn a lesson today, that fake crying is the manly way to get out of things. Thank you. Appreciate it.